On Friday, October 17th, Hurricane Gonzalo hit the island of Bermuda, knocking down trees and power lines and making roads and streets impassable. The damage was substantial. But thanks to early warnings from forecasters, residents were able to prepare and no deaths or serious injuries were reported. Scientists say weather systems are notoriously hard to predict because so many variables have to be taken into account. But increasingly sophisticated algorithms and accessibility to supercomputers are making weather prediction much easier. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, says its new storm prediction system, called NACE, collects millions of data points from all over the world to create a four-dimensional model of the world's weather. Agency Director Alexander MacDonald says the satellite picture of a huge storm that battered China in October 2010, seen on the left screen, is very similar to the one created by its computer model on the right.
So this really shows the skill that we're developing where we run a computer model and Mother Nature does the same thing with the real world and they look a lot alike. We're pretty excited about these improvements.
Air pollution is another modern calamity that affects large cities and industrial areas, so its adverse effect on health also makes its timely measurement important. Alan Taylor, director of the Britain-based company Turnkey Instruments, says their device called Topaz uses lasers to monitor the air for particulates. But he says providing accurate measurement does not solve the problem.
It's what the cities do about it when they know about it. Do they stop traffic going through? Do they stop trucks going through? So we can get that information, but what the city does with that information is a different situation.
Even in cities that do not have pollution problems, it is important to measure other atmospheric conditions, like the level of pollen, which can make life miserable for those who are allergic to it. University of Geneva research team leader Svetlana Afonina says their new instrument, called PLAIR, uses an optical detector with UV laser technology.
The device is highly specific. It allows to identify different kinds of particles in the atmosphere. We are able to detect and measure different species of pollen in real time.
The Brussels exhibition, now in its fifth year, drew more than 2,500 people from around the world to see the latest weather and climate change forecasting technology. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.